talking about buildings on the farm, where did you keep your cows if you wanted to keep them inside? Was that in the barn, or did you have a separate building for your cows?
We call them cow sheds.
Cow shed.
Cow shed.
And that was a separate building from the main farm?
Yes, sir. Ours, well, she said hers was in the same, but ours was separate. Every farmer had a little different system, that's the trouble. We called ours cow shed.
Well, if you were going to milk your cows, where would you do that?
We milked them out in the opening. Y'all didn't milk yours out in the opening, did you, Rosie? No. We milked them out. We just milked them out in the pen. We roped the calves off and tied them to a post to milk them.
And you say you kept your horses in the barn, or was there a separate place for them?
We fed them in the barn, but we had a horse lot. Kept them in the horse lot.
Well, you had them in the pasture, though, too.
Yeah, we kept them in the pasture, and only when we worked them.
Yeah.
I see. Did you ever hear of a farmer pinning up his cows and leaving them there for a while until he got a lot of manure?
Right.
And using that for cultivation?
We pinned ours up every night.
We kept them in at night and called it for manure. We called it fertilizer. But it's manure, still fertilizer. We'd keep them in the pen all night for the fertilizer. And in the day, when the day come, we turned the cows out and we kept the calves. We had a little pasture we called calf pasture.
Yeah, we did too.
Some people kept them in the pen, but
no, we didn't.
We had a little pasture we called it calf pasture. We kept put the calves in a little pasture and put the cows outside. And at night we'd keep them all in the
pen.
Keep them all in the pen for the fertilizer. Then we'd pile the fertilizer up and haul it to the field.
I see. We're talking about fertilizer. Have you ever heard that called compost?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they call it. Well, I tell you, when Rosie, compost wasn't a word in our dictionary when you and I were raised. But now you call it compost, yeah.
Well, that's not right either, Blue. They don't use that for compost. They use all this stuff that they take, grass and your vegetables, peelings, and all that stuff.
Instead
that's compost, not
this
manure. It was never compost. That was just fertilizer.
Well, what about the place where you kept your hogs? Where was that? What did you call that?
Hog pen.
Called it the hog pen. And we slopped them.
Yeah, that's right. Slopped them, give them corn. And we had cement troughs to put that in.
Yeah, later.
Just put it over the fence or through the fence.
We didn't, you know what we used to haul troughs, probably? Out of logs.
Yeah, we had some of them.
Yeah, and nail the ends up?
Yeah, we had some of them too.
See them around.
Mm-hmm. But we had, towards last week.
Well, that's later,
but
though.
We used to have wooden ones
wood
too.
Wooden troughs, yeah. The trouble with those tank troughs, they'd always break them.
Yeah.
Wooden troughs, but
right.
I just cut them out of a log, cut a tree down that was hollow. And hull it out and nail the ends up with the boards and use that as a trough. We used that's most of what we used.
Well, was that hog pen usually just open, or was there any kind of enclosure for the hog?
We had a little hog shed there in the wintertime. Just a little hog shed. It's mostly out in the open.
Well, have you ever had any farms around here that were used strictly for raising cows just for their milk and butter, those types of products?
Yeah, we call them dairies.
You still have some around here?
Yes, we still have some.
I see.
There's only one, I think, in the county that's right out here. 3-inch chocolate, that's called a dairy. A dairy.
Yeah.
Call them dairies.
Well, in the days before you had refrigeration, what would you do?